The Federal Immigration Minister Tony Burke will visit Nauru and Manus Island this week as he grapples with horrific allegations of abuse at the PNG centre. A former staff member has alleged that at least one asylum seeker has been raped, others have been assaulted, and that staff were powerless to prevent the attacks. Mr. Burke says the allegations will be followed up and taken seriously, but he says it won't deter the government from sending asylum seekers to Papua New Guinea as part of its attempts to stop asylum seekers reaching Australia by boat. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Rod St. George worked for the private security company G4S at the Manus Island Centre. He resigned from his job earlier this year and last night made very serious allegations on the SBS program Dateline about asylum seekers being raped and assaulted. On Radio National this morning, he was more specific.
When I left, there were one or two who had been raped, right? And there were as many as four or five others who were vulnerable, who were on the high imminent radar, so to speak. So they had to be under constant surveillance because they were just in perpetual fear for their well-being.
He says the perpetrators are fellow asylum seekers.
Under normal circumstances, these men would in all likelihood not do these kinds of things, but they're not living in normal circumstances.
The opposition leader Tony Abbott says the coalition's been concerned about the possibility of such attacks for months.
Scott Morrison has been warning the government for months that there were serious risks of bullying and abuse and violence inside detention centres, both here and overseas.
Authorities on Manus Island say they're not aware of any assaults. The CEO of the local hospital has told the ABC that he's not been informed of or treated anyone from the centre with injuries from a sexual assault. And the local police say they've received no reports of sexual assault and that any allegations should have been taken to them. The Immigration Minister Tony Burke spoke to Rod St. George for the first time last night.
The allegations are horrific. There's no other way of describing them. I wish I'd had an opportunity to be able to get the specifics of them earlier than last night, because I would have started acting on them earlier than last night.
He's told RN that he'll accept suggestions by Mr. St. George about ways to improve staff training and how to better protect vulnerable asylum seekers by keeping them separate.
He said that he thought some of that may have actually been addressed since he left, but not sure whether it's been done to the full extent possible. I'll be in Manus in the next couple of days and I'll have a look at it for myself. Because we're doing the significant expansion, we're in a situation where issues of design are able to be looked at afresh as well. And for the people who are currently on Manus, I've been in the process of working through to get them off before new groups arrive.
Tony Burke will inspect the facilities on Manus Island and possible sites for expanding the centre during a visit there this week. Five boats carrying 313 people have arrived since the PNG deal was announced on Friday. And Mr. Burke says despite the seriousness of the allegations made by Rod St. George, transfers will go ahead.
Even the whistleblower himself wasn't recommending to me that he thought it needed to be shut down. It was a case of organisationally putting the structures in place and putting them in place quickly to avoid these sorts of things being possible to occur.
Tony Burke's office says the visit was planned before the government announced its new arrangement for Papua New Guinea to take all asylum seekers who arrive in Australia by boat. Mr. Burke's also planning to visit the Asylum Seeker Centre at Nauru, which was significantly damaged by a riot on Friday night. A group of current and former Salvation Army staff members who worked at the centre say while the riot was shocking, in their view, it was inevitable. They describe conditions there as degrading and say asylum seekers have no certainty about when their claims will be assessed.
Such that uncertainty in their future really plays on their mind constantly.
Mark Isaacs worked for the Salvos at the Nauru Centre, setting up recreational and lifestyle programs between October last year and June this year.
By no means to the Salvation Army workers that I'm representing condone those actions, and in fact were quite horrified by what had happened. But I think when you consider all the factors that go into it, I think that it's quite understandable that some kind of reaction would occur. I'd say giving the men an idea of when they'll leave the camp and giving them some kind of notion of what their future might hold would be the best possible way of preventing things like that. You know, criminals get a sentence. These men haven't.
He says Tony Burke must ensure the men charged over the riot have proper legal representation and those who were injured receive adequate medical treatment.
Naomi Woodley reporting.